The Westminster politicians knew they needed a sweetener to make the union more palatable. And this is it. In this chest was deposited the equivalent, the exact amount that had been lost in the Darien adventure, all £398,000 of it. You can almost hear the advocates of union saying, as they beamed broadly, "Now, this is what union means. You seem to be a little hard-pressed for funds, my dear fellows. Well, now Scotland's debts will be Britain's. Sink or swim, we shall do it together." The equivalent money, along with favourable trade concessions, was the carrot dangled before members of the Scottish Parliament. And by now, there were many who were already looking south, saw reality, smelt the profits. But behind the carrot, of course, lay the stick. Westminster threatened to block Scottish exports to England unless Scotland entered union negotiations. The writing was on the wall. Distraught, Lord Belhaven delivered a lament over the funeral pyre of Scottish independence.
"I see your ancient mother Caledonia, like Caesar sitting in the midst of the Senate, attending the final blow and breathing out her last.